It was obvious the president was arriving in town when helicopters appeared in the skies above Indian Hills Community College. Mr. Obama entered the college gym to hearty applause, looking relaxed in an open-collar shirt and making the impression that he was glad to be back in Iowa.
If it weren't for Iowa, I wouldn't be president.
The president's stops on his three-state tour include several towns still struggling to recover from the recession. Manufacturing jobs especially have left Wapello County, a few dozen or a few hundred at a time, and the president says he can relate.
Even though our markets have rebounded, our businesses are beginning to create jobs again and hire again. That's all good news, but everybody here knows there's a lot of recovery that we still have to do.
And the Ottumwa stop was a chance to tout what the Obama administration has done to get the economy back on track, while also answering critics who may give his party a hard time in fall elections. The president broke down the giant Federal Recovery Act into its three parts: tax cuts, extended unemployment benefits, and public works projects to boost local economies.
Not far from here, the Recovery Act is funding the Ottumwa Job Corps Center, offering a brighter future for hundreds of students a year. Now, sometimes you've got people who are critics of what we did, but they'll show up at the ribbon cutting.
Some self-described Democratic voters who turned out to hear the president also discounted the critics of Mr. Obama's bailout plan, and they're cautiously optimistic that what looks like an economic recovery will persist. Rue Wood teaches at Indian Hills.
I know the bailout wasn't popular with a lot of people and that sort of thing, but from what I've read, I don't think there was much option.
Wood described how local employers quit hiring when the economy slowed and how the housing market in Ottumwa tanked, but she's starting to see more for sale signs now. Peggy McFarland is also on staff at Indian Hills. She's observed a steady stream of laid-off workers retraining at the college. She's inclined to give the Obama administration time to turn things around.
It wasn't overnight that we got into this situation, and it's going to take a while to get jobs back going.
On other issues, the president got a standing ovation when he called for reform of the financial services industry and some of the loudest applause for his health care overhaul. But it was a young questioner from the floor who brought up another big issue Mr. Obama apparently didn't plan to address: immigration reform. Julie Morales is a student at Indian Hills.
I have a lot of undocumented friends, and immigration has been in the news for many, many years, and nothing has been done about it. And I was just wondering what your plan was for our undocumented workers.
Well, here's my plan.
The president reiterated his proposals to secure the borders, crack down on employers who hire undocumented workers, and then give illegal immigrants an avenue to become legal residents. He had harsh words for the immigration law Arizona passed last week, but he admitted reform will be a tough sell in Congress. The president's tour continues in Missouri today. In Ottumwa, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.